This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. China says it's imposing tariffs on $60 billion worth of imports from the United States, retaliating after President Donald Trump boosted taxes on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods sent to the United States. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
China says it'll boost tariffs on hundreds of American goods, from batteries to spinach to coffee, from 5 to 25% on June 1st. That comes after President Trump increased tariffs to 25% on some Chinese goods just before trade talks with Beijing broke down. Earlier today, he warned China not to retaliate and says it'll be hurt very badly if it doesn't reach a trade deal. GOP Senator Rand Paul told ABC's This Week yesterday the president needs to heed his own message.
The longer we're involved in a tariff battle or a trade war, the better chance there is that we could actually enter into a recession.
The Chinese announcement sent the Dow plummeting 500 points. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived at the European Union headquarters in Brussels, the first stop on his European trip. He met with EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini on Monday for what the U.S. State Department called a chance to discuss Iran's, quote, recent threatening actions and statements. Here's Mogherini speaking after the meeting.
We are living in crucial, delicate moments where the most relevant attitude to take, the most responsible attitude to take is, and we believe should be, that of maximum restraint and avoiding any escalation on a military side.
President Trump is seeking to isolate Tehran by cutting off its oil exports after pulling out of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia says two of its oil tankers suffered significant damage in a sabotage attack early Sunday off the coast of United Arab Emirates. Reuters' Eve Johnson has more.
Saudi Arabia says two of its oil tankers were among those targeted by a, quote, sabotage attack off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. The UAE issued a statement on Sunday saying that four commercial vessels had been hit without giving any details of what had actually happened. It confirmed there had been no casualties or spills. The incidents occurred near Fujairah Port, one of the world's largest bunkering hubs. It lies just outside the Strait of Hormuz, which separates the Gulf states from Iran. The strait is a major global oil and gas shipping route and lately has been in the media spotlight as tensions between Iran and the United States escalate.
That was Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. Swedish prosecutors are reopening a rape case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Speaking to reporters Monday in Stockholm, Eva Marie Persson, deputy director of public prosecutions, said that, quote, there is still a probable cause to suspect that Assange committed a rape. Here she speaks through a translator.
In my assessment, a new interview should be conducted with Mr. Assange, as he has not yet been officially notified of the suspected offense according to the procedure required in Swedish preliminary investigations.
Persson said that the circumstances now allow for the extradition of Assange from Britain. However, it is for Britain to decide whether to extradite him to Sweden or to the United States, where he is wanted for allegedly hacking into a Pentagon computer. The Taliban's chief negotiator says in a newly released remarks that the United States is on the verge of defeat and will quit Afghanistan soon, either of their own accord or they will be forced out. Sher Mohammed Abbas Stanikzi made the assertions in Doha, Qatar, just 2 days before he led his insurgent negotiators into a week of fresh talks with the U.S. team. On Saturday, former U.S. Defense Chief Robert Gates said there is real risk that if American troops withdraw from Afghanistan before the Afghan government is stable, the Taliban might retake control of the country. Prosecutors in Sudan have charged former President Omar al-Bashir with involvement in the killing of anti-government protesters. In a statement Monday, the Office of Sudan's Prosecutor General said Bashir and others have been charged for inciting and participating in the killing of demonstrators. Sudan's military removed Bashir from power on April 11th, after 4 months of large protests against his presidency. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.